That led me to understand one thing, and that is there is frequently value in regulations that people like you can find to help other people. They're not going to find for themselves because they either don't want to or they can't because it's so complicated. And that's where we find ourselves today. Later, I became a lawyer, and so I was actually still doing the business and doing the lawyer at the same time as a solo practitioner. And eventually, I stopped doing the oil and gas and focused on the being a lawyer. I tried a lot of things, as I'm sure many of you did. I tried corporate law, did a lot of criminal law, family law, juvenile law. I was just thankful on days when I would get a case that I'd had before. As you know, as a solo practitioner, that can be extremely frustrating to learn the technicalities of one case, only to find out you wouldn't see that case until you'd forgotten about how to do it, you know, again. And so eventually I fell into estate planning, probate, guardianship, mental health issues, and I was very interested and became sort of a happy lawyer, where before I was happy being a lawyer, but the area, the concepts just did not appeal to me. The people were so much, I don't know, they just seemed to be happier to deal with, and so I sort of fell into my niche, got rid of all the rest of that stuff, and eventually I've been involved in hundreds of guardianship proceedings over the year, and as a result, I've fulfilled just about all the areas, almost all, attorney ad litem, guardian ad litem, attorney for the applicant, guardian. The only two that I haven't fulfilled would be the judge, which I don't have any aspirations for. I don't think I have the temperament for it. Being the ward, which I still, I'm looking forward to someday.